T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Why don't you just go ahead and explain what happened this morning in Albany?
Well, today it appears there was another attempt by the New York State Health Commissioner and the Health Department to provide cover for Governor Cuomo, who came out with this ill-conceived, inappropriate ban some 60 days ago, which was held up by the courts. So today there was no new evidence presented. And it was nothing but, I think, again, an attempt to provide cover politically for the governor, who's trying to play one-upsmanship with President Trump.
Now, what they did today was vote to extend the emergency ban by 90 days. One thing to note by that is that it doesn't really mean anything as long as the matter is tied up in court. But obviously, if the courts do decide, hey, we're going to uphold this ban, then it would matter. So talk about how big of a deal that is, what the decision that was made today. Talk about how big of a deal it is for the vaping industry.
Well, again, it's very much a concern to the people in the vape industry, but it's even more of a concern to myself, who is a former person who was addicted to combustible cigarettes and was not able to quit at the time before I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Related to my addiction to combustible cigarettes. I've done the research. I am convinced that the most effective way in which to get people who are hooked on combustible cigarettes off is e-cigarettes. It's been proven time and time again. It's the most effective harm reduction. So why the State Health Department is continuing to allow people to smoke combustible cigarettes, where we know it kills about 500,000 people a year, why they continue to allow combustible cigarettes to be sold if they are concerned about public health. There is no evidence that has been shown that this product is causing any lung problems or has anything to do with people who died recently. And the State Health Department still is having a tough time acknowledging the fact that what the CDC acknowledged, that the people who are getting sick in New York State and across the country are people who are using illegal black market marijuana products. And that's because of prohibition. So if the governor and the health department are truly concerned about public health, why aren't they doing something to allow for a regulated adult use of marijuana so that people are not forced to buy bad products in the black market?
Are you at all confident that the courts will overturn this ban?
I have no idea what the courts are going to do. The fact that they're taking as much time as they have leads me to believe that they are not convinced that there's a public health emergency. Remember, the reason these bans were proposed for political purposes was because there was a rash of health problems, and we should all be concerned about that. It has now been determined, all right, unequivocally, that the people who are having lung issues and dying is because of illegal black market marijuana. And the governor has been responsible for keeping this prohibition on adult use of marijuana now for a number of years. That's what's the problem. Keep their head in the sand on this very issue, and they won't acknowledge the fact that these products are not causing any public health issue at this point.
What is the contingency plan, if any, if the courts do uphold the ban?
Well, we are hoping and we are preparing for an aggressive, thoughtful discussion come January, when the legislature goes back into session to talk about how to deal with the problem. And yes, there is a problem with younger people using this product. And we do not want young people to use this product. But at the same time, we don't want to deny adults the opportunity to keep them off combustible cigarettes and to use a product that's more effective than any other product on the market to get them off that unfortunate habit of smoking combustible cigarettes.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add, whether it be about what happened today in Albany or just regarding the whole ban and the whole situation in general?
Again, we look forward to providing evidence and factual information about this subject in January when the legislature reconvenes. We believe that a restriction of this product is much more appropriate than banning the product, because you're going to push people back to cigarettes, which we know for a fact has already happened with this temporary ban, and it's going to bolster the black market economy, and people will be ingesting product where they had no idea how it was made, who it was made by, and what's in it. So the state here is going to be creating a bigger public health issue potentially with black market products than that we have today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.